Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. Why aren't we talking about this? Y'all know the band Led Zeppelin, right? You've heard Led Zeppelin, considered by many to be the greatest rock and roll band of all time. One of their biggest hits was Stairway to Heaven, considered by many to be the best rock and roll song of all time. Here's the problem. Turns out, they may have stolen it. I like the sound effects. Attorneys representing the estate of the late Randy California, guitarist for a 1970s band called Spirit, well, they are suing Led Zeppelin. California once said, this was before he died, that Zeppelin's song was a ripoff, and the guys made millions of bucks on it, and they never even said thank you. While the youngsters were shocked, people of a certain age, that means me and everybody on this radio show, are not surprised at all. Zeppelin has been accused of plagiarizing and stealing many of their hits from other performers, mostly black R&B and blues acts like Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters was the first to perform this 1962 song by a black songwriter named Willie Dixon.
You got yawning and I got funny. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning.
The Mississippi Mud.
Yep. Yeah. And then a few years later, Led Zeppelin recorded this.
A whole lot of loving.
You need cool air.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm not cool.
Right. So one of them is, you've got yearning, I got burning. The other one is, you need cooling, and I, baby, I'm not fooling. Zeppelin never gave Waters credit. Waters sued. Luckily, that one was settled out of court. We don't know how much money he got, if any, but they were accused of doing the same thing with blues performers like Howlin' Wolf, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Blind Willie Johnson, and that's just to name a few. But Zeppelin is not alone. There was Chuck Berry versus the Beatles, the Rolling Stones versus blues performer Robert Johnson, Elvis Presley versus Little Walter Jacobs, and on and on and on. So remember last year when Robin Thicke sued Marvin Gaye's family over the song Blurred Lines would sound remarkably like Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up? Well, a lot of older African Americans, like my mother, were outraged because it brought back memories of a time when the music they listened to was all of a sudden being recorded by other bands who got all the credit and the money while their favorite performers fell into obscurity and died poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a story as old as America.
That's right.
It's what they do.
That's what they do. And that's what we do, too. Here's DJ Cassidy featuring R. Kelly. Oh, it's black on black crime, too. Not just white folks ripping off from black folks.